okay, I really do not know, but a part of me just feels like I owe every one of you that has listened to my podcast or has not even listened to my podcast, or you don't even know if I own a podcast. But then what I'm trying to say is that I just feel like I owe you guys an episode this year, and this is me recording an episode for you guys. I think I need to like dust cobwebs everywhere first of all, because I think the last time I recorded a podcast episode was last year, maybe towards the ending of last year, September, October, thereabouts. And this is me recording another episode for it's like practically almost the last day of the year, and it's been a whole lot. I don't know what I have to say in this podcast, but I don't know. Like, I've been fighting this feeling, and I'm very serious. I've been fighting the feeling of recording this podcast for a while, but it just keeps coming. And I just said, okay, let me see what I can do. So I really don't know what I have to say, but this is me doing it. So I think I've been scared of actually coming back here to pick up from where I left. I don't know if I want to come back. I don't know if you people welcome me. And I also do not know if it is the right thing to do. But then, it is what it is. So guys, this is your favorite Ibadan girl, Damola. Oh, Jesus Christ. I can't even remember my life so well. Okay, so you are listening to Chronicles of an Ibadan Girl with the... Oh God, I missed this. Okay, let me just try to comport myself. So, you are listening to Damola of Chronicles of an Ibadan Girl. And it is so nice to be here again. I don't... Okay, so I think I should just give you guys a brief gist of how my year went. My voice doesn't... I don't even think my voice sounds like the Damola you used to know. Like, a lot of things have changed. A lot of growths have occurred. I don't even know the gist to tell you guys about the year, but then... I'm just very grateful for the year 2022. I would not say that it was the best of years, but it was as perfect as it could have been. A lot of mistakes, a lot of errors, but I learned a lot in 2022 compared to other years. And one major thing I learned in 2022 is that life moves on. Life moves on. Even if certain things happen to you, you just like move on from it. Like, Wagmara, it happened, and you just like practically move on from it. And another thing I learned in 2022 is the act to be very grateful. Like, you must always have a spirit of gratitude, because if not, then you just feel consumed with all your fears and your worries, and you feel like God has not done anything for you, whereas He has done a whole lot of things for you. So that is one major thing that I learned in 2022. 2022 was a little bit of a roller coaster. Not as roller coaster. Hey, this English thing. But then 2022 was way better than 2021. My business expanded in 2022. And I am super grateful to God for it. Ah, Baba God. 2020. 2022 for my business was super amazing. And I'm glad about it. 2022 in my spiritual life. Ew. You get what I mean? But then we're still grateful about it. 2023 will be better by God's grace. And what other, okay, should I say fitness life or body life? It ended in the mud. Poto poto. A lot of goals concerning fitness, but my dear brothers and sisters, we lose some, we win some. I tried, but then at a point, I just let loose. And I hope that 2023 would be better in that aspect. Then also 2022, I started some things that I'm not going to like open my own mouth, but then I started things that I did not expect that I would do. And I'm still in the process, and I really can't wait for it to be complete. So what else happened in 2022? If I start to talk, if I keep talking, we honestly won't end this podcast. But this is just me hoping you guys are fine. I really want to hear from you. If you can drop me a comment, I really would not mind. And I just want to encourage whosoever is listening to me that 2022 might not have been the perfect year. It might have not been the best year you wanted. But trust me, 2023 is going to be better. And also, just be grateful for how far you spent your 2022. It could have been worse, but see you pulling through everything that came your way in 2022, and you are doing very fine. Trust me, 2023 is the year we get to flex, we get to just enjoy ourselves better than 2022. So don't forget to pick up the lessons that you got in 2022 and apply them into 2023. I can't wait to see you guys in 2023. I do not know if I would be recording another podcast in 2023, but for the time being, at least you get to know that I don't know if I'll record any podcast in 2023, but